Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The countdown to Super Bowl 55 is on. We're breaking it down. We'll check in with all the updated props that have been posted. And there's been quite a few of them, actually. We've got correct scores. We've got MVPs. We've got touchdowns. And we've got everything else in between. So we're going to break it down. Teddy Cover's going to step up and kick it with us. Jeff Feinberg, Super Charger fan extraordinaire, and pretty damn good golf handicapper as well, and a big degenerate. So you know what? He checks off all the criteria to be a guest on our show. You know who else is a guest on our show tonight? Joe Ranieri. That's right. We're making it rain with Joe Ranieri. And it's been too long, man, since we've had Joe Ranieri, since we've spoken to Joe Ranieri on the air. All right? Like, me and Joe were doing a daily show together and yelling at each other. It was more actually me yelling at him. We were having a great time. And then basically Joe went on vacation. The pandemic hit and the world has been turned upside down. And here we are now speaking to Joe Ranieri in the middle of the night. But it's great to have Joe back. Joe's actually hosting In-Game Live this weekend. He was on the air last Saturday on the grid. So Joe Ranieri is back in the rotation, and Joe Ranieri joins us this evening. We talk Super Bowl 55 and more. We talk NFL football with Jeff Feinberg. We get into the Farmers Insurance Torrey Pines with Jeff Feinberg. We'll get into the National Football League and the NBA with Teddy Covers. It almost just has that feeling, though, isn't it? It's like the calm before the storm right now. The dreaded bye week. And the dreaded bye week before the Super Bowl. You know what? It's been a good week as far as the NBA is concerned and NBA props. But, you know, college basketball, a big weekend of college basketball this weekend. We'll attack that. We're going to hit that tomorrow night as well. So, and then next weekend, it's the last dance, so to speak. And I said earlier that there is something to be said with not going insane with the Super Bowl, right? You lose a game in a regular season, there's 12 other games to bet on. You lose the Super Bowl, yeah, good luck with that. Vent your rage, bring it.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto.
Now that you've found us,
keep it right here for sports news you can use. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball,
home plate.
Basketball, the net. Sports talk right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
This is Sports Rage. I am Dave Morency, kicking it Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. The countdown to Super Bowl 55 is on, 10 days and counting. Point spread sits at 3, total 56.5. We'll break down some of the numbers with Teddy Covers. It was a light night tonight in the NBA. The Detroit Pistons get it done over the Los Angeles Lakers. Lakers were 10-0 on the road. They lose to Philadelphia. Now they lose to Detroit. Wayne Ellington continues to kill it. Clippers beat the Miami Heat. The Houston Rockets, though, are becoming quite the story right now. And you're going to see the Rockets are becoming a trendy team with the hipsters. And it's the Rockets are riding a four-game win streak right now, but the Rockets have the league's best defensive rating since the James Harden trade. Just figured we'd bring that up. Let's bring in the one and only, the legendary Teddy, Mr. Teddy Covers, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sports Memo Wager Talk. How you doing, Teddy?
Marcy, I'll tell you what. I was watching the Rockets smother Portland defensively tonight, and that rating. I mean, I don't know if they're the best defensive team in the league, but they're playing defense, which is something that they didn't do for about the last 5 years under D'Antoni. So it certainly is a they're a different team right now.
You know what? And I know that you're a big you like to read between the lines. You like to get your hands on every quote and every comment that a coach has. And so do I. And, you know, Coach Silas, you know, he was talking about getting these new guys. He said, I know these guys can all shoot. I know they can all score. He said, our emphasis in practice is learning how to play fast and defend aggressively. And, you know, you can see it. It's still early right now, but it looks like they have, it's a nice mix of players that they have right now, Teddy, isn't it? With Wall, Oladipo, and Christian Wood, like, you know what I mean? They have a chance when they step on the court.
They won the game tonight, and literally, I think everybody contributed. You know, John Wall with a beautiful play down the stretch. Oladipo hit a big three. You know, Wood wasn't so good in the second half, but he had a big first half in that ballgame. P.J. Tucker making plays on both ends. You know, I mean, the Tucker won the game for him. You know, and it was a dogfight at the end, and Tucker is just one of those scrappy guys that always makes plays. So it's not like it's a hopeless roster. But, I mean, what are the Rockets realistically? You know, they're realistically a mediocre Western Conference team. They're not going to be good. They're not going to be with the elites. They're not going to be with even the Denvers and the Utahs, you know, in a best-case scenario. They can maybe compete for a playoff spot. And that's why I have them power rated now. You know, I've got them power rated in the hey, you know, they're with Golden State and Portland and a lot of these teams that are, you know, in the back half of the Western Conference that are all fighting for a couple of spots, you know, to lose in the first round.
So let me ask you, though, Teddy, and, you know, and I agree. Listen, the Houston Rockets, you know, the L.A. Lakers and the Clippers right now aren't losing sleep as they watch SportsCenter and see the highlights. But with that being stated, it doesn't mean that we can't make some money along the way here. But let me ask you, Teddy, specifically about making money now with this basketball team. Another high total tonight, 229.5. How long before the market catches up? And should we be running to the window to be betting the unders in these Houston Rocket games? Because, look, under tonight, under against Washington. They went over against Dallas, but under against Detroit, under against Phoenix. There's a lot of unders coming in here, Teddy.
So the Atlanta Hawks cashed, what, 10 straight unders and 13-2 to the under? And even with at the end of that streak, no one was talking about the Hawks going under. You know, yeah.
the markets weren't jamming
in bets on Atlanta under every day. You know, when Utah goes on the winning streak like they've been on, people pay attention, especially early in the season. Oh, my God, the Jazz won and covered 9 in a row, and the point spread, you know, it starts notching up. And it really does. And then after, you know, with each corresponding win, the markets get a little bit hotter. When it comes to total streaks, I mean, you know as well as anyone, Gabe, they go on and on and on, and the markets aren't paying attention, and the bettors aren't paying attention. And if you're riding them, and you're riding them from the beginning, I mean, you know, that's your Bitcoin, man. That's your, you know, that's your GameStop.
That's your GameStop, you know, yeah.
The trend that nobody notices, well, whatever. Bitcoin was at 4,000 less than a year ago, you know? buy and hold. There's something to be said for that. But, you know, that doesn't work, obviously, in sports betting quite the same way.
No, it doesn't. But what does, though, as you just stated, is it flies under the radar. Perception of reality are two different things. And people don't associate defense with the Houston Rockets. And it'll take a little while. So let me ask you, Teddy, if the marketplace isn't crushing this, then, like, if the bettors aren't running to the window and they're not all betting it, then is that take longer for the market to adjust? Like, a good example is I keep hitting a couple of player props and I'm surprised. Like, he's sailing over the number every night, but the numbers aren't really changing. And I'm thinking, well, I guess nobody's betting it. And they just, you know what I mean? They have their algorithm hasn't kicked in to adjust it yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we saw when Zion came to the league, his first game was 14.5. Next thing it was 16.5, 18.5. And then within five games, it's 22.5. But somebody's, somebody's players. So like I said, if nobody's betting the Rocket totals, will they just keep on putting the same numbers up?
Of course. I mean, it won't be the same numbers because the influence of their current form gradually has a bigger influence on their season-long stats.
Start to alter the numbers.
Yeah, well, slowly. It's slowly. It's not like it's going to happen overnight. And as long as bettors aren't flocking to that, there'll be room for it to go on for some time, you know, weeks into months before the markets truly catch up. You know, if you bet every Rockets game under for the next 10 games, I think you'll make a profit.
Well, I'll tell you what, their next game, guys, is Saturday. They play Saturday night at New Orleans, which is perfect, Teddy, because the marketplace is going to come in high on this, maybe at 234 or something crazy. You know what I mean?
Sure, the Pelicans will be on the second of back-to-backs, and they'll have played the Bucks the night before, and that game's already totaled at, 229, you know? I'd love to see something in that range.
All right, Teddy Covers, we're getting into it right now. So the Los Angeles Lakers tonight, like a good example, Teddy, of not a good basketball team, but I'm starting to get a pretty good read on them, is the Detroit Pistons. You know, Pistons in a good spot tonight. Last night, I bet on the Cavaliers. Pistons don't win back-to-back games. They haven't won back-to-back games since last year. Yet the Lakers, without AD tonight, you could just sort of feel they were going to start to... this was the end of the line for the Lakers, wasn't it? After, you know, being 10-0, losing last night. What did you think about this game coming into tonight?
Yeah, so, I mean, I watched both games. I watched last night, and they looked tired. You forget about the different nature of this NBA season. We're kind of taking it for granted a little bit. On a road trip, you might play a tough road trip, you know what I mean? But then you get a couple days off at the end, or you get a couple of days off in the middle. That's not happening this year, all right? It's one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, back-to-backs, you know, 4-6, 5-8 across the league, and the veteran teams are getting gassed. You know, Lakers on the fifth game of this road trip and the mother of all flat spots between Philly and Boston. You know, a second of back-to-backs, no AD. You know, last night they went on the 13-0 run, and then tonight it was the Pistons that went on the big run at the end. LA was just out of gas. They looked really tired. And I wouldn't be surprised if it carries over until Saturday in Boston, where they're likely to be road favorites.
Teddy Covers kicking with us, the late night anger management class.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Continues. Bring it.
Relax. You don't have to actually play these sports.
Just know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, Luke! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Full house up this evening. Joe Ranieri is going to step up in a little bit later on. Great to catch up with Joe Ranieri, our former partner in crime. Jeff Feinberg kicks it with us. Teddy Covers. It's old school Rage night tonight on the program. So we're going to get into the Super Bowl with Teddy Covers, but just looking at the overnight NBA lines, and we'll see if anything catches Teddy's eye overnight here. The Atlanta Hawks -4.5 at Washington, total 232. The Pacers laying 3.5 at Charlotte, total 220. Cleveland Cavaliers have been good to me. Cleveland -1 at New York, total 207. The Bucks lay 7 against the Pelicans. I'm seeing a total of 228.5 right now at FanDuel. Toronto Raptors -5.5 against Sacramento, total 229. Brooklyn lay 8.5 to OKC. And good call, Teddy. I saw your pick the other night on OKC against Phoenix. They're getting 8.5 against Brooklyn, total 230 there. What do you make of the overnight NBA lines right now, Teddy?
I got interest in a bunch of them.
Let me ask you then.
You know, NBA.
Let me ask you then. Well, I'll just throw a couple at you. So the Toronto Raptors, you know, they had won 4 of 6 games. They get back home. They get back to Tampa, and they've lost. But now the schedule softens up, and if there's the one thing the Raptors and Nick Nurse have always been good at is beating bad teams. And even when the Raptors were good, like even like last year when they won a bunch of games, their record against great good teams and winning teams was not very good. It was okay. But, you know, I get the feeling, even though the Raptors lost to the Bucks and it's been sort of a tough week for them, that I actually like the way they're playing. The effort is there. They just ran into a couple of good teams in the last couple of nights. I think they take advantage and win a couple of games now in Tampa. What's your opinion on the Raptors over the next couple of games moving forward?
You're such a homer. The Raptors, and I'm kidding, by the way.
I'm actually not, Teddy. I think you're. No, I've bet against them. I have bet against them.
Good.
I have bet against them because we talked about
Toronto,
the market.
Because to me, it's really clear. There's the, you know, now Norm Powell's playing better now, okay? Powell's gotten into form, okay? Siakam's gotten back on the floor. Lowry's got great stats, and we've seen him single-handedly carry them down the stretch. Van Vliet's fine. You know, Anobi's been capable of stepping up. When you look at the individual efforts for Toronto, I have no issues. We like Nurse, absolutely. So what's the problem? Why is this team sub 500? They don't play defense. You can drive in the paint against Toronto. You can hit threes against Toronto. The defensive intensity isn't there the same way that it was when they were a championship caliber team. And it's been really clear. And I was blaming, you know, Aaron Baines and they cut Len already. It's a low post problem. And that creates issues on the perimeter because everyone's covering into the low post. How I'm looking about Toronto right now, I'm looking about them over the total. And I know they've been cashing unders of late. I don't like their defense, and I think they're going to be an over team. If I'm saying, what am I looking at the next few games? Overs with the Raptors.
And also, Teddy, due to their roster and what they have, Nick Nurse is sort of clued in that they need to play fast. They're getting killed in the half court. They need to play fast, sort of transition, you know, off of defense, etc. But look, you know, and I'm not telling you the Raptors, once again, this is similar to the Houston Rockets, all right? But I'm not talking about the Raptors or Eastern Conference contenders. Yet, they start, you know, they won, you know, they were 4-1 and 5. They played the Pacers back to back, Teddy, in Indianapolis. Were they going to win both? They won the first one. You know, the second one, the wheels fell off. Milwaukee are just better than they are and have beaten them 5 times in a row and are still pissed off that they lost the Eastern Conference Finals a year and a half ago. But now you look at the schedule, the Raptors host the Kings. Then it's the Magic at the Raptors. Raptors at Magic. All right, Raptors at Nets, Raptors at Hawks. So I tell you what, these next three games, the Raptors better step it up here. And I think they will, Teddy. The only question is, what's your feeling on Sacramento coming off the big win against Orlando?
So Sacramento is a team that I'm going to say that I intentionally deflate my power rating on the Kings because I never want to find myself in a position where my numbers say I have to bet them. It's true. I mean, they're a really frustrating team to bet on, okay? Because talent-wise, that team's 5 points better than they are on the floor, you know, night in, night out. You know, the Kings have talent, enough talent to be a Western Conference playoff team this year, you know, but they don't, they're like putting it together for 4 quarters is real hard. But they had an edge. They had a couple of, you know, in this season where it's all 4 games and 6 nights and 5 and 8 and back-to-back, you know, the Kings just had a couple of extra days off and a couple extra practices, and it made a real difference in that game against Orlando. In fact, the fact that they were fresh kept me off Orlando that game, and I was really glad I was. Sacramento was the better of those two teams by far. I don't know if that freshness edge carries over, but it might.
Teddy Covers kicking it with us. So, Teddy, what else? I'll throw a couple of other NBA games at you here. And I want to get into the Super Bowl, and I actually want to talk about GameStop and correlate it to sports as well, twist it into sports. So the Philadelphia 76ers are on the road. They're laying a 7.5. I tell you what, Denver's dialed it up a notch, haven't they? They were a little slow out of the gate, Teddy, but the Denver Nuggets are on a roll right now. They're laying 4 at San Antonio.
Yeah, and then, I mean, look, when it comes to Super Bowl, let's be honest, Gabe. Okay, so the Super Bowl is one game 2 weeks from now, you know? And every other show, all you're going to hear is Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, and more Super Bowl, dude. It's like, I understand, a great game, excited about it, all that, but there's plenty of money to be made between now and then. I expect to make more money in the NBA than I will on Super Bowl Sunday, so...
And I know how you feel about the Super Bowl, Teddy. And I told people earlier, I told inexperienced gamblers that might be tuning in, I said the best strategy to bet on the Super Bowl is to clearly bet all your money and go all in, right? Because since it's the last game of the year, and it's the most important, it's the most important game. But like you said, it really is just one game, and it is true. You know what? I'll bet on the Super Bowl, but I got to make money before the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is like a lifetime away. God knows there could be three new strains of the coronavirus before the Super Bowl gets here. So,
well,
you're
and
right,
I mean,
Teddy.
The truth, Super Bowl's for you guys out there. You know, it's for the casual, it's for the recreational player, it's a sports betting, it's that sports betting holiday. You know, it's Christmas for gamblers. I get it. But I'm not going to say I'm burned out with it. I'm excited about the matchup, but even the props, which used to be so unique for Super Bowl, we have the same props every week now for every game. You know, it's not unique anymore. It's just a game. One game.
Teddy Covers kicking it with us. God bless, Teddy. I'm sure it almost angers you that it's your job that you have to come up with a couple of props and picks for people.
I'm fine with it, you know. But I'm sorry, you asked me NBA games. Are we good with time? Should I talk Nuggets Spurs?
The NBA, yeah, we're all good. Yeah, Denver Nuggets and San Antonio. Like I said, Malone was getting frustrated. You know, I don't know if they thought, you know, they were better than they were after the run last year. Like you look at Utah. Utah has had their eye on the prize so far this year, Teddy. Denver are a little soft right now, but it's been a hell of a week for Denver. Like, impressive wins, you know what I mean? Like, the going on the road, back-to-back, going into a new city, winning there. And a very impressive run for the Denver Nuggets.
I don't disagree at all. And, you know, they started 1-4. They had the 2 losses to the Kings. They looked out of sync and out of sorts. And, they, I mean, when you talk about role players that they lost in the offseason. I mean, Denver was brutalized. You know, their bench was gone. Yep. And then all of a sudden, it's a whole new rotation.
Jeremy Grant's killing it in Detroit now.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, he's playing like an all-star. All that said, the quotes after the last win at Miami were too fat and happy for me. All right? They really were. And San Antonio is not a team I have any interest in betting against. I think there's more money to be made betting on the Spurs than against them, although I kind of like them better in the road dog role. But I would only take San Antonio in that game. I'll step in front of Denver here.
Interesting that you say that maybe they are a little fat after the weekend, you know, with the wins in their back pocket. Utah Jazz are laying 4 to Dallas. Philadelphia lays 7.5 at Minnesota. The Clippers +2 at Orlando. Brooklyn Nets 8.5 at Oklahoma City. Milwaukee Bucks and the Pelicans is a Bucks 7. The New York Knicks and the Cavaliers. Interesting to see the Cavaliers as road favorites here, Teddy, considering the Knicks and the run that the Knicks have been on.
Yeah, but the Cavs are short. You know, and I know it's so when you look at the East, all right, there's 5 teams that are locks that are in the playoffs. Philly, Milwaukee, Indiana, Brooklyn, Boston. Agree? I mean, even a major injury, all those teams still make the playoffs?
Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to disagree with that.
Okay. Which means there's 3 spots up for grabs. All right. You're saying Toronto's getting one. I still think the defending Eastern Conference champ, Miami's going to make some noise this year. And then there's Cleveland, Atlanta, the Knicks, Orlando. You know,
breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick 6, 3-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Charlotte's thinking they can get there. Chicago's thinking they can get there. And I got a lot of those teams ranked really power rated, really close to one another. The exception is Cleveland. Cleveland's real.
All right. Hold that thought, Teddy. Hold that thought. We'll hit this on the other side with Teddy Covers. Bring it.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school? Yeah.
We can't get over it either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
If sports talk stations were cars, we'd be the one that you drove the wheels off of in high school, cruising for chicks and going to the game on Friday nights, then forgetting where you parked it till Saturday morning and you had to get your buddy to drive you around looking for it.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Thank you very much, Bobby Riggs. I am Gable Moranci. Float it down. Late Night Anger Management Class. Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Get on the grid. Shout out to all of our digital platforms, AM radio affiliates. We're kicking it with the great Teddy Covers, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, sportsmemo.com, Widget Talk TV. So, Teddy, we were talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks, and I believe you said some of these teams you do not believe are for real, but you think Cleveland are, and it's interesting. They're 9-9, Teddy, and they're 10-8 against the spread, but it feels like they're better than that, doesn't it? And let's be real. I can think off the top of my head 3 or 4 of the non-covers in which, whatever, dude, they had 5 players. They had like the minimum 8 players that they were rolling out. So they had a week and a half or so where their roster was depleted. They got hit by the COVID stuff. But when they actually have everybody, and then after that trade as well, when they actually have everybody, to me, they're better than a 10-8 ATS team. They're a play-on team, aren't they?
Yeah, we're going to make money on Cleveland for the next month or so. You know, the Cavs are one of these. If again, if you, the next 10 games, if you bet on Cleveland every game, you'll go, I would expect you to go. Again, you can't, if everyone gets hurt again and blah, blah, blah. But I would expect the Cavs are going to go 6-4 ATS, 7-3 ATS, 8-2 ATS. You know, Cleveland is, to me, a very much an undervalued commodity, and I've got them. And Nance is, I've been waiting for Larry Nance to come back, too, because, you know, they've gotten Sexton back in the lineup. They've gotten Garland back in the lineup. They've gotten most of the pieces that they were missing have returned. The one key guy, and forget Kevin Love. Forget, I said key pieces, not, you know, guys with bad contracts that haven't done anything in 10 years. Larry Nance, the key piece to that team. And when he comes back, they're even going to be better. And he's not going to move the needle on the point spread at all. I think he may play at Madison Square Garden on Friday night.
MSG. I miss the place. Still, there is something special about that arena still. Seeing all the pictures on the wall and, you know, not just from, you know, the sports perspective, because nothing really good sports-wise has happened there in a long time. It's more just the history of, like, the concerts and you know, the boxing matches and everything that's happened. It's a great, great facility and building. So, Teddy, you brought up the GameStop stuff earlier, and, you know, people, obviously, it's the biggest story in the world right now, and we're seeing other companies, people are buying in and propping up right now, and there's a battle between people on the street and the hedge funds and Wall Street, and it's pretty volatile, and we've never seen anything like this before. Yet, you know, Teddy, I find it amusing and somewhat pleasant. I remember what Mark Lawrence told me a couple of years ago. When Mark, like, number one, Mark Lawrence hates, like, boiler room guys and scamby cappers, and he doesn't like people to give the industry a black eye, right? And I remember, like, when things start to get legalized, Mark was so happy, and not because, I can place a bet on an app, because it legitimized him. Like, he started this in the 70s, Teddy, and, like, so this is why I'm asking you the same thing, where how many people in your family years ago, Teddy's a, you know, you told him I'm a handicapper. It's like stock investing. It's basically you're a day trader. You're a day trader, except your day trading is sports. And how many looks, and maybe your wife's, and I don't know your wife's family, but how many people out there, you know, oh God, I can't tell my parents you bet on sports for a living. That, you know, you're not a handicapper. You're just a gambler. You can never live like this. Yet here are these people living and dying online now, Teddy, with the stock market, and there's billions and trillions of dollars being floated in a cyberspace, lost. You got this Bitcoin stuff. Everything is cyber this and cyber that and big swings. And you tell me an industry that's regulated as much as the sports gambling industry is, and then you can double your money in 2 hours, or hell, in a UFC fight, Teddy, in 3 minutes.
So there's a lot there, Gabe. You know, I'll start with this.
So what do you think about the legitimacy part of it? So you understand what I mean? Like, well, talk to me about that. In your life, Teddy, you must have gotten that. Look, you went to Michigan. You went to university. Someone in your family must have said, oh, my God, you know, don't tell me you're moving to Vegas to become a gambler when you have a college degree from Michigan.
Dude, my brother's a doctor. You understand? All right.
Yeah.
My sister, you know, went into banking and then went into public service and works for charities, and, you know, all good. You know, they're all good, upstanding citizens. You know, and I'm like, yeah, well, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to play some cards and bet on some sports, and, you know, the black sheep isn't the word. You know, and they couldn't understand what I was doing. They couldn't reckon what I was doing. And I always use that day trader analogy, and I encourage them to use that day trader analogy. I'm like, what I'm doing is not that different from what they're trying to do on Wall Street. I'm trying to buy low and sell high, but instead of commodities and stocks, I'm trying to do it with teams. And they understood that concept, and obviously, you know, 23 years later, it's a very different world when it comes to people understanding sports betting. But when it comes to these stock manipulation, yeah, the sports betting is, compared to stocks, unbelievably regulated, all right? There's regulating bodies. There's the people watching that aren't profiting off the moves. And that just doesn't happen with stocks. The people who are watching are making money off the same stuff that everyone, you know, they're not impartial observers. I'll just leave it at that. And the fact that we've seen a wealth transfer of all of these billions from the hedge funds to the people, I mean, there's worse things that could happen. But I'll say this, you know, this buy and hold mentality, good luck with that. You might want to take some profit when you get the chance.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I think that the people that are late to the party might get, you know what I mean? There's going to be some blowback, and I'm not an expert in this stuff, so I don't want to sound dumb and get into it too much, but I do look at it from the fact that, you know, just a couple, it wasn't even that long ago, man, gambling's still illegal in some states. But, and now look, Teddy, I mean, gambling's illegal, yet these sports books are being publicly traded on their own, Teddy. Like, it can't be more legitimized right now. It's funny, in which, and we've seen more and more, and Teddy, it's amazing, you were ahead of your time. So, you know, as you mentioned, you have a degree and stuff, and now look, it's sort of commonplace, isn't it? Guy like, you know, Whale Capper's got a degree in like monitoring earthquakes and stuff like that, right? Or Warren Sharp's an engineer, right? Drew Dinkmeyer, he used to be with us. Drew Dinkmeyer's like a DFS guy, Teddy. Teddy, the guy's won, yeah. Like, you know, I don't know. He doesn't tell people, but it's like, I don't know, $10 million or something, right? Dude, he's an Ivy Leaguer. He's like a numbers guy. He played tennis, but there's all these people that, and now they're not ashamed to admit it. Yeah, I went to an Ivy Leaguer, and now I'm a DFS and a sports bettor. And it's like, people are like, oh, yeah, can I invest in you? You know what I mean? Because it's totally different now, isn't it?
So it took me, you know, I would say my first 2 or 3 years in Vegas. I didn't, I tried to meet everybody I could. And you know me, Gabe, I'll get out there and I'll shake hands and I'll go to this stuff, you know, and just try to talk and schmooze and whatever, and then see what info you can pick. And it probably took me about 3 years until I started to get a pretty good network. And by 5 years in, I was surrounded by a bunch of guys with Ivy League degrees and math backgrounds and all these advantage players. And I'm like, you know, this is a great network to have. These guys are sharp. You know, I had no idea that there was this type of brain power that's trying to beat, and not just a bookmaker. There was, you know, there was all kinds of stuff these guys had their fingers in, and they were really good. And to this day, still do. So I guess, you know, back in Michigan when I was betting, I mean, I never thought that sports, you know, the guys who were betting on sports were brainiacs. But when he came out here and saw the guys who were beating it, I understood that, you know, I was not, and I'm not calling myself anywhere near as smart as some of these guys. Goodness, no. But that there were guys with some level of brain power that weren't just betting, you know, they're going to kill them. You know, they're putting something behind it besides, you know. What they just last saw.
Yeah, I find that they're very good at taking emotion out of things, right? Which is a key, right? Like, you know, I mean, if you get sort of a risk management guy or a business guy, a Harvard guy, he understands risk reward more so, and he doesn't have the same impulse as that sort of just sort of gambler, right? They, you know, than the gambler does. And I see it, Teddy, firsthand. It's amazing how they affect the prop market, bro. Dude, like these NBA, like, dude, like they'll set an overnight number. All right, this player will be 17 and a half. It'll be 19 and a half in 10 minutes. And in the old days, that wouldn't happen. But, and it's these DFS guys that now bet, right? Before they were the type, well, it's not legal in my state. But now it's like, oh, I already played at FanDuel, so now I'll start betting. And they're killing the props. And I caught on years ago, Teddy. You know, I don't know if it was great. Pro Football Weekly used to send me like, you send me a free copy every year. I have their guys on and stuff, you know. And they used to send me a free copy every year of the free preview magazines. And then, you know, I don't know, it was about, you know, the mid-2000s or whatever. Fantasy football started to get bigger and bigger. And they included two magazines. There was the regular football preview. And you as well as those I do, Teddy, we don't need an NFL magazine preview, right? You need a college football, but not NFL, right? But nevertheless, so I flipped through, I read the preview so fast, and I was sort of like, well, I guess I'll just sort of flick through the fantasy for the fun of it and see. And then I started reading it, Teddy. I was like, man, there's a lot of information in this thing. I was like, the fantasy preview is way more detailed and better than the Joe Blow preview is. I was like, holy crap. I was like, every wide receiver, huh? Projections. I was like, man, these guys are really on top of this stuff, these fantasy guys. And then over the years, you know, I picked up instead of being, oh, those fantasy guys are all geeks. Like you said, I was like, man, these guys are pretty freaking smart. And if they really like this guy in fantasy, then it'll correlate to the props winning as well, Teddy, right? So, and working at the Fantasy Sports Network, it really helped me with that. And I really understood how to apply fantasy knowledge, which is really just sort of props, Teddy, into sports betting. So it's some of their smartness rubbed off on me, you know?
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, fantasy is prop betting, you know?
The
guys you're putting on your roster are guys that you want to bet over that day. And the guys you're not rostering are the guys you want to put under, the bet under that day. And that's what it is. Yeah. You can call it by a different name.
Teddy.
But it's betting.
So, Teddy, have you focused? Sounds like you're really all over the NBA. How about college basketball? Are you dividing it up, or are you focusing more on NBA so far this year?
Oh, no. I mean, I honestly think it might be the worst start I've had in any sport ever. I lost. There was one year in baseball I couldn't get the first win. I couldn't get the first win in college hoops. I lost my first eight, you know?
So why'd you bet that?
I left it. I left it for like a month. And then I came back, and I'm crushing it right now. I'm in a really good form. What's up? What do you need to know? I won 69% the last 2 weeks. You know, just needed a break.
We still need to make the T-shirt. We'll split the money. Why'd you bet that? Why'd you bet that? Late Night Anchor Master Pass. We'll wrap up with Teddy on the other side. Bring it.
Coming at you all day.
Every day.
With more attitude than other lesser networks would deem appropriate. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the source of live odds, line, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. But we just call it
the winning edge.
Keep it here.
There's plenty to go around.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Warning, level one, rapid fire style. Always goes fast when Teddy Covers kicks it with us. You can get more of Teddy over at sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV, Wager Talk YouTube page, and of course, follow him on Twitter, Teddy_Covers. So, Teddy, got a couple of minutes left here, about 2 minutes or so, give or take. Yet, man, what a matchup we have on Saturday, college basketball. Alabama and Oklahoma, and you know, both coming off close wins this week against Kentucky and Texas, respectively. What do you make of this? I don't see a line right now for this basketball game, but should be a fun game.
Yeah, it's still early. I mean, in terms of a line coming up, I don't think we'll see anything for another half day yet. Still, certainly not much, but. In big games, Lon Kruger's a one-way coach. I mean, they're betting on him or I'm leaving the game alone. You know, Kruger's earned my respect, you know, for over a long time in many different places. So, again, not knowing the line, I would think I'd be looking to the Oklahoma side in that one.
What do you think the line will be? Oklahoma minus one and a half.
I don't have my Ken Palm up right now. Just go to, yeah, Ken Palm will tell you.
Yeah, you're right. Just go to Ken Palm. All right. So Teddy, we did a good job. We went a first hour of the show without talking about the Super Bowl at all. So give us a Super Bowl nugget. We got like a minute here. You got to say Super Bowl nugget. Right,
yeah,
thoughts on the
your
Super
nugget,
Bowl.
All right. This is your Super Bowl nugget. Your choice is you get to bet against Tom Brady, who's beaten you how many times when you bet against him in big games like this? Or you get to bet against Patrick Mahomes. That's your choice. Good luck with that. And then tell me it's the biggest bet of the year.
Teddy says bet the total. We'll find out over under next week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you got 56 and a half. You got two backup tackles from KC. How you like that?
Teddy. Always good, Teddy. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.